Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, Dictating Endoscopy Report on Magda Mitchell, date of birth 7/18/1978, date of procedure May 21st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Your referring physician is Dr. Kristen Steffes. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is bloating, change in bowel caliber, slash habits, abdominal pain, colorectal cancer screening, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, and performance time is obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or else patient. Patient is brought in and asked to be suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, and monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated anesthesia gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination is made of the duodenal bulbs. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, the retrosuction is obtained in the cardiac. A resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. The digital rectal exam is normal. While lubricated lymphedema colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or ileocecal valve and confluence of Folds grid. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum period. Terminalium was intubated in value period. A retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Biopark score is graded as A. Seven, two, three, two, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, ampulla appeared normal. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston Biopark prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line, the terminal ileum, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 2 internal hemorrhoids that were moderate in size, noted on retroflexion, then were non-bleeding. Next line, external skin tags. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.